Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, November 22nd. By the way, we will be out this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we will see you again on Monday. But for now, let's continue with Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tesla has filed for approval of the first phase of Gigafactory Texas with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation. Each of the filings feature a completion date of December 31st, which is in line with Tesla aiming to start production by the end of the year. The filings also mention a budget for each section. Body in white, $182 million, General Assembly, $493 million, Paint, $126 million, Casting, $109 million, Stamping, $150 million. The project adds up to just over $1 billion in cost. This is only the first phase of what is going to be a giant project for Tesla, with Model 3, Cybertruck, and the semi-production being added to the site. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla has plans to bring the new Model S Plaid to China early next year. Tesla always enjoys a base of wealthy customers who like to always have the top gadget, and the Tesla Model S Plaid is certainly one of those. There's no shortage of wealthy Chinese buyers. Just check out the term Fu or Dai on a web search. That's Fuerdai. If you're curious, it'll take you to quite the rabbit hole. Anyways, China is arguably Tesla's most important market right now, thanks to an incredible ramp-up at Gigafactory Shanghai. But, as of now, Tesla's Chinese factory only produces the Model 3 and Model Y. We're not sure yet what this means for deliveries on the Model S here in America, which are currently back-ordered until 2023. Right now, Elon Musk expects the Chinese Model S Plaid deliveries to begin in 2022. Tesla has started pushing a new full self-driving software update, version 10.5, over the weekend. The software enables the vehicle to drive autonomously to a destination entered in the car's navigation system, but, of course, the driver has to remain vigilant and be ready to take control at all times. In the new update list, Tesla provides actual data and percentages of improvements in certain capabilities where quantifiable. For example, improved static world predictions are up to 13%, improved cut-in detection network by 5.5%, and improved VRU crossing velocity error by 20%. Tesla is also developing emergency collision avoidance maneuvering in shadow mode. This might be adding the capacity for the vehicle to perform some more important emergency maneuvers to avoid accidents. However, the feature is right now in shadow mode, meaning that the vehicle will only look for opportunities but not actually execute the action. General Motors has released an update on the Cadillac Lyriq, a highly anticipated upcoming all-electric SUV based on GM's new Ultium platform. The Lyriq is going to be offered with a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack, enabling over 300 miles of range on the first versions available. And that's going to be rear-wheel drive. Future versions of the vehicle should come with an all-wheel drive platform, and the company is particularly proud of the 50-50 balance and 5-link front suspension of the Lyriq, enabling what they call great handling. They released a video of testing the vehicles, and here's a small portion.
It has everything you need, and I have every snow surface, ice surface, asphalt, and even gravel road surfaces all in one place, so it's going to be fun to drive.
When customers get into the Cadillac Lyriq, I hope they're excited about it as I am.
I think it's got a lot of potential, both now in its current form, but in the future.
Rolls-Royce has publicly claimed that they believe that their electric plane, the Spirit of Innovation, is the fastest electric vehicle in the world, following three new speed records. The flight data has been submitted to the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale with the hopes that the organization will soon certify the officially confirmed records. They claim to have reached a top speed of 345.4 miles per hour over 3 kilometers. According to the data, Rolls-Royce also claims to have broken the record for the fastest climb to 3,000 meters by an entire minute, clocking a time of 202 seconds total. The British government has introduced new legislation that will require newly built homes and offices to feature electric vehicle chargers in England. According to the UK government website, quote, up to 145,000 extra charger points will be installed across England each year thanks to these regulations, in the run-up to 2030, when the sale of new petrol and diesel cars will end in the UK. This builds on the over 250,000 home and workplace charge points the government has already supported to date. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.